This is very random, but what are your three favorite greens? Like, if you had to choose three greens.
And, like, lettuce base, you mean?
Like, yeah, like something like a base for a salad. What greens would you choose?
Okay, so definitely arugula. I'm always fine with romaine. I think romaine is fine. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. My family really likes romaine, so that's what we have in the house all the time.
And then,
but if I'm choosing a crunchy lettuce,
yeah,
I'm a whore for iceberg lettuce.
I hate iceberg lettuce.
I love the crunch.
I am so sorry.
I fucking love the crunch.
And then there's one more, but I'm forgetting the name, but it's like a purple cabbage of some kind.
Cabbage doesn't count.
But it's a lettuce.
Oh, like red lettuce? Like no, purple lettuce?
No. This is my chef in me is gone.
Wait, is it like has like a whitish stem?
Yes.
Isn't that called radicchio or something?
Yeah, radicchio.
Look at me. I know chef stuff.
I tell you like the most vague information and be like, why don't you know what I'm telling you?
I know
you?
My greens.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Michaela's getting back into her mental health routines slowly but surely.
My brain's like putting, it's like, you don't see the movements I'm doing, but it's getting back into it.
She's having a hard time slowly jamming back.
Yeah.
We're good.
It's like when you take a sleeping bag out of its case and then you unroll it, and then when you have to roll it back in, you have a hard time fitting
God.
It back inside.
Yes, that's your brain right
that's
now.
My brain right now trying to get back
giving
into
you the
this.
Worst time of your life.
So rude.
So this is another episode with Michaela and Zoe. Welcome to Bitching and Whining, where we nonstop bitch 24/7.
Beep, beep.
Our wine this week is,
oh, do we even have wine this week?
Yeah, we do.
I haven't started drinking it yet, so I can't comment.
Yes. We're still continuing with our Pinot Grigio boxed wine. Bitch, we're going to drink this until we die because it's the cheapest.
It's the same box.
The
we
same
just take
box.
An ounce
yeah,
each
we
time.
We just take an ounce each time.
We have to ration.
We do. Everything's getting more expensive. I have to drink less often so that it affects me more when I drink my ounce of white wine.
Gotta get your tolerance.
Gotta get
back.
My tolerance back to minimal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But very nice white wine. Very crisp. Gonna make
very classy
white sangria with it this weekend when we have our
idea.
Screening. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Gonna do that this weekend, so it'll be nice. Do you wanna start off with your bitch this week? What bitches do you have for us?
Oh my God. No, I'm just kidding. I'm in a good mood now. My bitch is that I have really bad memory.
I get that.
The worst memory.
Yeah.
Like, you tell me something, and if I don't write it down, it's
gone.
It literally doesn't exist. It does not exist. Someone at work will tell me something, and if I don't write it down on a sticky note at that very moment, they'll come back to me literally in 10 minutes, be like, hey, did you do that thing? I'll be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you mean. What thing?
Yeah. And so this has resulted. And this has resulted in me forgetting to take my medication and then my brain just being like, ah!
Not being here for it.
No, it's
not enjoying
the worst.
It.
It was pure chaos last week. Last week was a nightmare. Every day on the way to work, I was like, I could put my car into that tree. Like, not super fast. Like,
just slowly.
Like,
the slowest crawl.
No, like, medium fast. Like 30 to 40 kilometers an hour.
Okay, so it's like bumper cars, but with a tree and an actual car.
Yeah, and, like, enough to fuck me up a little bit, so I'm in the hospital. But, like, not enough so that I die.
So this is why Michaela takes medication.
I just want to lay in the hospital and be fed Jello and taken care of,
and it will be
not
me
have,
feeding you
and
Jello.
Not have to work.
It's like, bitch, your arms still work. Why my arms don't work. Why am I feeding you Jell-O? It's like,
I was watching a stupid show on Netflix, and the girl in it gives her mom her kidney because her mom has kidney failure. And after she does it, she's in a wheelchair, and they're like, you gave your kidney, like, your legs were, and she, like, sits down in the wheelchair, and she hits the door with the wheel. She goes, ow, my kidney. That's me if I get hurt.
What show is that?
It's really old. Do you know, on YouTube, I haven't actually seen her YouTube videos in, like, upwards of, like, 3 or 4 years, but she was really, really popular a while ago. Her name is Colleen Ballinger. She made up this character called Miranda Sings. I've heard of Miranda Sings. Had her own YouTube channel for this character.
What?
And then eventually it got so popular that she got her own Netflix show. It has 2 seasons. And her ex-partner, like, wrote a lot of the episodes together. Yeah. And it's just so... it's funny. Like, I just find it so funny because it's so stupid that it's funny, and it's, like, awkward and weird
and uncomfortable,
but it's funny. And I'm just like, how can people not laugh at this shit? This is so stupid. I love it. Anyways, yeah, so that's what I think of when I'm like, oh, it's a way you feed me Jell-O. And I was like,
please.
Oh, my kidney. She got up out of her bed, walked over to the wheelchair, sat down.
Oh, my God.
And then, like,
God.
Tried to leave and then hit the door and was like, oh, my kidney.
This is too much for me.
Yeah. I have another hospital related question for you.
Yes.
If I, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. ended up in a coma,
okay,
would you come to the hospital and do my hair and sure that I don't, like, look crusty?
Yes, I could definitely come and do that.
Okay, good. I would do the same for you.
Good.
Because, like, I don't trust any of these hoes out here. They're going to leave me in the...
make my eyebrows look good, please.
Yeah, and, like, they're going to, like, leave me to just lay in this bed and get gross and crusty.
Yeah.
And look ugly.
Be like, come and make my face look nice. Do, like, facial. You'll be like, bitch, you're going to get your facial routine in when I have
coma. I'm like, let me go get my CeraVe.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't be in a coma and ugly. That's fucking rude. That's so rude. At least if
I will come and make you pretty.
At least if I'm in a coma, like, I can be... pretty.
But I'm here for you.
Okay, good. I will come. Oh my God, you can use some of my savings to get me eyelash extensions so that I look beautiful even while
that's a great idea. Yeah, and you're lying still, so it's perfect. Oh my God. Do it with your eyes closed, right?
Wow. Yeah, they do it with your eyes closed.
Oh, maybe they'll last longer because you'll be in a coma.
Yeah, oh my God, that's actually... someone put me in a coma so I can get some eyelashes. So I can get some eyelash extensions.
Get some good use out of these lash extensions. Oh my God,
yeah. Well, because when I'm alive and conscious, I always rub my eyes and the extensions come out so quick.
But now they'll last forever.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My bitch is that I'm not in a coma. No.
Yes.
What's your bitch this week?
I think my bitch this week is that I am also off on my medication, but it was only like 2 days. But I don't want to go out and do the things that I don't want to do. My bitch this week is that I have to go and pick up my sister from her grad party because my mom doesn't want to drive and go pick her up herself.
So now you have to do it.
So she's like, you go do it, and then won't give me a time to pick her up at. And, like,
well, they usually
barely even gave me the date. She gave me the date like a few days ago.
They're usually done by 2 a.m. Like, I think that's the cutoff where is she having it?
At the convention center.
I had mine at the convention center, and they cut it off at 2 a.m. I think.
I'm just going to call her an Uber. I won't actually do that. I will drive her.
No, you won't. I know you right now. You're like, take a taxi.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying for it. Make mom pay for it.
Yes. Why isn't she paying for your Uber home? But no, I have to go and, like, sign her out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, because it's, like, it's called SafeGrad, right?
It's so fucking stupid.
No, it's not. It makes sure that they're safe, because there are some people...
What's the point of having children if you're not going to go be a parent and pick your kid up from grad, mom?
Can you tell she's mad? My dad picked me up from my grad, but I was under 18. I was I think it was like 6 or 7 months away from turning 18. So they like wouldn't let me obviously drink, and I didn't feel like smuggling alcohol in. Yeah. So I was sober for mine. I still had a lot of fun, but my dad picked me up and he was like, everyone in there's a fucking mess. I'm like, hey, you're telling me, bitch.
Yes.
You're telling me.
I hope that she doesn't stay late. She's not the party person.
Yeah, maybe she'll like stay till like midnight. Oh. So he's like, she's home by 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
She calls me at 9:45. We're home. We're home and in bed by 10:30.
Be like, it's bedtime.
God. Send her a text at 9 p.m. Hey, are you done yet? It starts at 5. Send her a text at 6:15. So how's it going? Like, what are we thinking? Like 8:30?
Yeah. Are you going to that app? Because she's going to an after party, supposedly.
You're not going to bed then.
No, that means that she'll leave earlier. She's going to an after party. I'm not picking her up. I'm not dropping her off anywhere else after the after party.
Oh, I thought you meant you also had to pick her up from the after party. I'm like, you're going to be up.
She's on her own.
No, you're going to. I was like, if you have to pick her up from the after party, guess what, honey? You're not sleeping.
No, my mom can go do that. Yeah. Unless it's an emergency situation. Like, unless she's like, I need you right now.
But also it's. What is it?
But knowing her friends.
It's a fucking Tuesday.
I know. And also knowing her friends, the after party is going to be like hanging out, eating snacks, watching a movie.
That sounds like a good time to me. Yes. Which is like, I do not have any qualms with that.
I'm like hoping that I know my sister enough that that's her after party. For all I know, she could be like going out clubbing into a bar and I'm just going to like lose my goddamn mind.
Oh my God. Who goes to a bar? Are bars even open on Tuesdays? I don't think they're open.
I don't think. They're open on Mondays. We all know the Palomino Booty Shake Mondays.
Really?
Yes.
I always
make jokes about it to people because you win $500.
I want to win $500.
That's what I said. I'm going to just start going there every Monday, and that's how I'm going to start making my...
I hate that I have to objectify myself, but $500 is $500. That's our plane ticket.
That is. That's our plane ticket, baby.
Oh, God. Do we need to start going to the PAL on Monday until we win enough money to pay for our plane ticket?
I think we do, which is a perfect segue leading into our topic this week, which is clubs and bars.
Clubs and bars.
And their culture.
Because it's like clubbing season now that, it's, you know, it's nice season out. Honestly, in Canada, it's clubbing season all year round because I don't know what we were thinking. I don't know about you, but when I was... like 18, 19, mm-hmm. we would go out to the bar and like it would be like -25 out Celsius, by the way, and I'd be like, teehee, we don't need coats because we don't want to deal with coat check.
Yeah,
we just fucking show up to the bar in like bar clothes and like be on the verge of freezing to death, and we're like, it's okay, we'll be inside in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's fine. Where you're actually standing in a line for 15 minutes outside in the cold.
My fucking toes have gone numb.
Yes,
and like, have been numb for an hour.
I won't be able to dance on the dance floor anymore because I actually had to chop them off from frostbite.
Yeah, they're completely black. My feet are black. That's not my shoes. That's my nerves being dead.
They're gone now. They're gone.
Yeah, we were like pretty fucking ruthless going and like. And I still see it now. I'll, like, drive downtown and on, like, a Friday or Sunday, Saturday evening. And all of the people going to the club, they're, like, the guys are in jeans and t-shirts. And the women are in, like, cute dresses and stuff like that. And I'm, like, how are you alive?
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. I was, like, this seems terrible. But also, we've done it and we've been there before.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
I think about it now. So I went to a bar recently. I was in Halifax.
Ah, yes, you did.
It was...
Without
you, which I was texting Michaela basically the entire time I was in the club. And I also
called her from the bathroom. She went into a bathroom stall and called me. And I'm like, hey, don't you have long distance? Like, what the fuck are you calling me for?
Calling across Canada with Rogers.
Oh, well, I don't have Rogers, so I don't have that privilege.
My phone plan's like $65. What do you mean?
What the hell? I'm with Bell MTS. Bell MTS can eat my asshole. Yeah. They're the worst.
We are actually being sponsored by Rogers. Just kidding. No, we're not. Rogers, sponsor us.
Rogers, sponsor us,
please.
That'd
be great.
Can I have a phone plan, please? That's not going to cost me the fucking soul of my firstborn.
Okay, so I go to this bar, and it's only 8:30, and it's fucking packed in this bar.
Is it like a bar pub or was it a club?
It's like a bar pub, but that people were dancing still.
Oh, weird. Because at the club, people don't start showing up till 11. The club opens at 10, but if you show up at 10, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, this place was packed.
But the bar is a bit different. People. The bar's a bit different. I guess if it's more of a casual setting.
But there was like hockey bros everywhere at this bar. And that's why I was texting Michaela.
She's like, I feel unsafe.
I feel unsafe at this bar. And I was sitting by myself at the bar because there was no seating at the tables. And I order myself an Irish coffee, which was so good.
What is an Irish coffee?
It's like an alcoholic coffee liqueur.
Is it just like
drink.
Whiskey and coffee? I feel like that's what the Irish would do.
I think whiskey for sure and coffee and maybe like a liqueur of some kind.
And the blood and of then, a leprechaun.
Whipping cream. Not whipped cream, but whipping cream in the one I had. Yeah. And that was really
the
nice.
Thick stuff.
But when I was sitting there, I had a few people come up and talk to me, and like one guy tried to buy me a drink, and I had another drink coming, so I said no. Otherwise, I would have been yes, but
you
I
should have been like,
had...
I'm a recovering alcoholic, as they hand you a drink. Sorry, I'm sober.
Yeah.
No, thank
Sorry,
you.
I actually don't drink.
They hand you a very
and
clearly.
I'm double fisting because I have a cider, and then I ordered another one while I'm having.
This
through.
Is juice.
Yeah, because I ordered another one because I didn't want to harass the bartender because he seemed busy. So I'm like, I'll order one when he comes over so that
it get
can
it
be
out
my
of the,
next
yeah,
drink.
Get yeah. it out of the way.
And I was like, oh, no, thanks. I'm good. And then he like still continued to talk to me. And like, he was like, oh, I thought you were rejecting me because you said no to the drink, but I see you have another one. And it's like, no, I'm still rejecting you. Like, I still don't want to talk to you. I'm here to, listen to the music and have an Irish coffee.
I mean this as disrespectfully as possible.
Yeah.
Get fucked. Get out of here. You gotta, like, one time, I'm gonna give you some tips, everyone.
Yeah.
About how to get rid of unwanted attention at the bar. Our first and foremost go-to, I didn't know this one back when I went to the bars because this wasn't a thing yet, but I wish I did. Obviously, barking.
Yes.
We all know that works.
That is an actual thing that everybody should do. It's not a joke. It's
yes,
something
we
that's...
Seriously, I did it to someone once, like recently, and they were horrified. But
that's why I always feel safe with Michaela.
Yeah, because I just act absolutely unhinged and everyone's terrified to be around me. The second one, this one I actually have personally used.
Okay.
You
oh,
know
no.
when like
what are you gonna say?
You know when like a dog or something does something wrong and you go, no, and you like point at them or you like flick them on the nose?
Yeah.
You just have to do that to them, to the men or the people harassing you. My one of my friends was getting harassed by a guy at the bar, and I turn around and look at him and I go, no, enough. And I like talk to him like I would talk to a dog.
Yeah.
And then he was like horrified. He's like, she's fucking crazy. And then he just wide-eyed and then just walked away and like mumbled sorry under his breath.
Yeah.
And then one time I was walking through the bar and I was going to coat check to get my coat because it was too cold for me to not have a coat. And I think I was wearing like black lipstick or something.
Awesome.
And this guy grabbed my wrist as I was walking. So it kind of like startled me and yanked me backwards
because
I was like in motion, like following my friends.
Yeah.
And so the motion of me going forward and then him grabbing my wrist, it like jarred me backwards.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. He like complimented me, said I looked pretty. And then
he
was like, are you a goth? And I was like, no, what the fuck?
Why the fuck?
And then I just kind of looked at him and I like looked down at my hand and I ripped it out of his wrist and then I smacked his wrist.
Yeah.
And then I ran away. I also one time flicked someone in between the eyes, like right in between their eyebrows. You just give them a nice flick on the forehead and you go, no. And then you walk right away off. And then they're absolutely in like shock.
Yeah, because they don't expect it. Because saying, oh, no, I'm good.
It's not enough. Apparently that's not enough.
Like a nice no or just no with no emotion is not enough.
Also, I've been recently seeing TikToks of like different, is one of them, I think I sent it to you. It's like different dances to do with your best friend. Different dances to do with your best friend at the bar to get rid of unwanted attention. And they're like really unhinged and ridiculous. And one of them was like, I gotta go pee, and the girl like ran and jumped into her arms and they like both walked away together. The other one was the helicopter and she was like on her back piggyback style and like flailing her arms around like a helicopter. And my favorite was the titty titty bang bang where she was like finger gunning each boob and then the other friend was moving each boob with each finger gun.
That's hilarious. And I'm like, remember that. It's so good.
And I'm like, those are brilliant.
The perfect dances.
Those are the perfect dance moves. Yeah. I would do those if I go to the club. I don't mind humiliating myself anymore. Who cares?
It's funny though, because you can't really go to a bar or a pub to like hang out and listen to music without being harassed by somebody anymore. Like I was honestly there just to sit and have a drink and like listen to the guy that was playing, and it did not matter. And that guy was talking to me, and then what irritated me the most was not even the guy, but it was his friend that came up behind him to get him to come back to the table. And he like went and touched this like upper side of my waist and like where my chest was to like announce that he was there.
No,
and I hate it when don't men do that to women.
Don't touch people to, if you have to, it's like top of the shoulder.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm really sorry, excuse me, or something like that. You do not grab anyone anywhere else other than a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Do not put your hand on a waist. Do not put your hand on a butt.
No.
Like, and this goes for all genders. Like, do not fucking do that.
Yeah.
It's so inappropriate.
It's super inappropriate.
Ugh. And it's like also different if someone, like in regards to the guy who was trying to talk to you, it's different if someone
was like nicely talking to me after. Yeah. Like, we were having a nice regular conversation.
That's good.
Which was fine. Yeah,
that's good, because I was like, if people want to come up and like politely introduce themselves and offer a drink or whatever, they can, you know. But it's like, if you receive a no and it's clear that someone doesn't really want to talk to you, then like, you know, Take your loss. And be like, and okay, get the fuck out. Yeah, like, be like, no worries. Like, have a good rest of your night and walk away. Like, you don't, it's not that big of, like, a hit to your ego if someone just politely declines.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
It's when people are persistent and when people ask with the expectation of, like, they're owed something.
If they get you the drink.
Not even if they get you the drink, is that they're owed your attention in general.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Oh my God, I actually heard a story, again on TikTok. And this woman was saying about how she was like working at like a retail store. And this guy came in and was like hitting on her, and he was like fucking 70 years old, and she like kept like being like no and like giving him all of the reasons why, and he's like, so like, as if, like, not only as if he's owed something because he asked, but like as if he is even good enough to like ask. that sounds kind of mean, but I'm like,
no, I know,
I'm like, why do men think that they have like all access to women? Like, they, I don't want to be an asshole like and a total bitch and be like, oh, like they're out of your league, but like, why do all men think that they have access to all women?
Yeah.
And that if they ask, and that if they ask, it's like, well, I have a chance. I don't want to sound like a fucking like cunt, but like, if I'm being real with you, most men don't have a chance with about like 99% of women. It's like,
agree.
not even on, and this isn't even going on looks.
No.
This is just like your
personality.
You're just a twit.
Just super disrespectful. You're just a twit.
And like, you're
entitled to do with appearance.
And your entitlement too. Yes. It's like, you're a twit. You're an entitled little twit. Like, what makes you think that you, what gives you the right?
It's just,
it sounds, and I understand the way that this might sound. And I get it, but I'm having a hard time articulating what I mean.
I feel like I can. So my ex-roommate would talk about, in the past, there was this girl who he said friend-zoned him, and it's because he felt entitled because she was friendly to him and nice to him, that that meant that she would want to sleep with him because they had a friendly relationship. And he thought that was leading her on. And it's that you entitlement.
Aren't owed, you aren't fucking owed anything. And no. It's like... Like, again, what? Zone, where, like...
The friend zone, I think, is just such a weird and odd
that's
concept.
That's such a stupid... There's like, no such thing as a friend. Do you, like, just not zone. Like having friends?
Yeah,
like,
why do I have you have to sleep with everything that moves or is the opposite gender?
Zoe is my best friend. I have rubbed aloe vera on her boobs. We have...
I'm talking to somebody about that recently.
We are obnoxiously close. We FaceTime while we are pooping on the toilet.
Yes.
Like...
We are joined at the hip.
We are ridiculously close. Like, boundaries almost don't exist anymore. But she's my friend.
Yeah.
We have a platonic friendship.
Yes.
And we love each other. And I don't understand... why that can't exist for most men. They're like, they can't have a friendship without the concept of intimacy.
Yes. And I feel like that could be brought back to the club where if you smile at a man.
Kindness is perceived as.
Don't like make eye contact of any kind.
Yeah, like kindness. Like
I'm going to start pretending to be blind when I go to nightclubs.
Oh my God.
Because then people.
I heard a story one time about a lady who didn't want to talk to a guy and she pretended that she was deaf and he fucking started signing to her.
No!
She had to run away! Could you fucking imagine?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I remember reading really that. Funny. I think I was reading it on Reddit or
they
something.
They found new ways.
New ways to persist. Oh my God.
That's really funny.
Sorry, we just ranted about men for way too long. But what else are we going to complain about on this podcast?
Anyway,
if not, what was the first club that you ever went to? Like, did you go on your 18th birthday to a club?
No. I had a bad... I'm not going to talk about my first bar experience because it wasn't a good place.
Oh, no.
It was like a sketchy place on Main
Oh, it was
Main
like a
Street.
Dive bar?
No, it's in the core.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
The Yale on Main Street.
You went to the fucking Yale for your 18th?
My mom thought it would be funny to take me to a bar that she went to when she was a teenager.
Christ.
Yeah, so horror movie. Or a nightmare. Not
well,
great.
It's like you were fucking 18 and basically
and
a baby.
That's where you
and
took
that's
me
where
to,
you
that
go.
Just shows,
it's just like you just feel
listen,
a little
my
unsafe.
My mom doesn't listen to this podcast. Our relationship isn't great. And just you could that just wraps our relationship up in a nutshell right there.
Take you to the fucking Yale. Oh my God.
The first club I went to was the Union. And it was on the third floor
in
downtown. And
oh, wait, Union.
Yeah, in downtown. And the bathroom was super cool because it was...
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, I fucking loved Union.
Yeah, they would have
Union
donut
was
night
my,
on
Union
Fridays.
Union was my favorite club.
Yeah.
Because there was... Okay, because there was Union.
Yeah.
And then there was District that was like...
Yes.
A couple blocks over.
Yes.
And Union was the shit. I would go with my friends all the time. And the music was always so good.
It was so good. And
it was
like
the
so
only...
much fun. And the bathroom felt safe because...
Yes.
It was
the bathrooms
like
were really great
super
there.
Super lit up. Full of like really cool light bulbs and mirrors
yeah,
and
was,
gold
That was
everywhere.
A really... I was really sad when they closed. But like a year or two before they closed, it started getting a little iffy for me. Because
yeah.
It was so... At that point, so popular that when I would go, it was like...
Grimy.
It was to the point I'm like, how many times am I going to get physically assaulted tonight?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's do a tally. Like, so then I stopped going there. Because I was like, I can't handle this anymore. I don't like being groped.
Yeah. Well, my first thing of like weird sexual harassment when I was 18 and went there for the first time was this guy that was like twice my size. He was huge.
Oh, and that's so scary. Started grinding up
in front of me and then was trying to make out with me. Ah! And then my friends were like, oh, it looked like you were enjoying that.
No.
Hard pass. You see this man who's like huge. He was super tall.
The fucking Hulk. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Scary. And that's that was not fun.
I had a friend that fucking got chased to their car.
That's horrible.
Yeah, downtown. I think, I don't know if they're at Union or at District, but they were walking from outside and they started being followed and they noticed, and she was with someone else and she looked at her and she's like, when I tell you to run, you start running. And they had to start fucking running, and the guys like chased them, like started running too. That's and when terrifying. They got in their car, they like tried to fucking yank the doors open and what pull the them fuck? Out of the car. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck. It's
that's terrifying.
Yeah. Like, I would have. Fuck.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, so be safe when you guys go out to the club. Yeah, and like go in groups.
Don't go by yourself.
Don't. But the thing is, there was two of them. They weren't even by themselves. But like, that's go in larger terrifying. Groups if you can. And if you are in smaller groups, make sure you stay in really populated areas. You Which know, is share so your sad location.
That we have to give this opinion, like this advice to people all the time about like clubs and bars. And
carry a little shank with you.
Don't go home with anybody. Oh at yeah, night,
I
ever. Can't.
I couldn't imagine going home with someone I meet at the bar. No judgment if you do. Like, do whatever makes you happy. But just safety
Please,
wise,
for the love of God.
But safety for safety wise, that fucking terrifies
Not
me.
Not like sleeping with, just like safety.
Safety wise, yeah.
Yeah. I've done it, so I can't, like, preach no, not doing
that
it.
That terrifies me.
It's terrifying. It's
fucking terrifying.
It wasn't even, like, going home with them. The stranger drove me home. Well, not stranger. Somebody creepy that I knew drove me home and, like, made me feel super uncomfortable. Yeah, he was great.
No. See, I was, most of the time, I was DD. Well, because I was born in December, right? So all my friends were drinking before I could. So they'd be like, can you drive us to the club? And I'm like, I guess I can drive you to the club.
Yeah.
I guess I'll drive you, and then I guess text me when you need me to come pick you up.
Oh my God. I guess I'll just be outside.
I'll hang out outside in the car.
Yeah.
Watch a movie. No.
Watch a movie in the car.
No, I would like drop them off, or like sometimes I would go pick people up.
You're such a good friend.
Better than them having to stand outside waiting for a cab and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So much safer too.
Do you remember Green Room? It was in Osborne. It's where
I never went, but I know
that
of
was
it.
Where I went for my 18th birthday,
and
it was fucking a nightmare. It was just like a not
always
a good
line.
It was not
outside.
Yeah. First of all, there's lineup, and also it was like never. It wasn't a good club. Like, it just wasn't good. You know,
most clubs are not good.
No, and like they always, at least here. I don't know what it's like in other places, but the clubs here, they have like 3 to 5 year shelf life, and then they're done.
Yes.
And then it's like a new club.
And then a new place. Another club I remember going to is a place called Club 200, and it used to be an old bank, and it's on in our downtown area.
Didn't it burn down and then they had to move?
The Opera House burned down.
Oh, the Opera House burned
And then
down.
They rebuilt it inside and like redid everything. And it was like a cool bang / artsy bar, but still full of like really gross people. I feel like...
isn't Club 200... is it a different Club 200 than the gay bar?
Oh my God, not Club 200. I'm stupid.
I'm like, wait, I thought Club 200 was the gay bar.
I'm sorry, I'm mixing up the wrong thing. Yes, Club 200 is the gay bar, and that place is great.
We love it there. We went to Lesbian Lube Wrestling.
That was fun.
That was the best.
Sorry, Club 200. I didn't mean you.
We're not talking about you. We love you.
There's just a place across from the PAL on Main Street that used to be the
I know what you're
house.
Talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway.
Lame.
Yeah, it was lame. Club culture is scary. You can't make eye contact with people. You can't really, like, dance by yourself.
No.
Unless you're swinging your arms.
You know what? Go... have a good time. Make sure you stick with your group of friends. It's like if you take a group of like toddlers or children out, you got to do a roll call. Got to make sure everyone stays together.
Yes, stay safe.
If you're going to the bathroom, go in a group or in pairs, because even in the women's bathroom, it can still be scary.
Yes,
you know,
things can still happen.
Things can still happen. Also, oh my God, drink etiquette. We didn't even talk about drink etiquette.
Yes.
never, I feel like I sound like a mom now, never ever put your drink down. When you hold your drink, you hold it from the top so that your little claw hand covers your covers drink. Covers
the top, yeah.
Covers the top. If you set that drink down, it's not your drink anymore. I don't care if it's full. You don't drink from it.
Yeah, that's like, not yours.
Ever. And like,
we do, don't trust people. There are so no. many If bad someone people.
Sends you a drink, don't drink, drink it.
Yeah.
If you didn't see that drink be made, if you didn't watch every process of that drink being made, it's not your
Which
drink.
Which I'm a hypocrite again, because I've done that before once.
No. I never.
Smart.
I fucking slap that shit and it falls on the ground. One of my
friends, he came up to me and he's like, "Where'd you get that drink from?" And then screamed at me and then took the drink.
Yeah. No, you don't fuck around with that shit. Because like,
as much as I would
like, yeah, as much as I would like to think that, you know, like the workers and bartenders and stuff would have the backs of people and patrons, that's not always the case. Sometimes there's scummy people working there who, you know, are complicit in really bad behavior.
Yes.
So you got to be careful. You got to, first rule of going out is just to keep yourself safe. I think that's first number and foremost.
Number one rule.
Don't be like me and threaten to fight men outside of Little Pizza Heaven. Yeah,
or me in the back alleys.
Oh my God. Fucking went out drinking one time and we went to Little Pizza Heaven afterwards and there was a group of like bro-y men outside and they were really nice and polite.
Yeah.
And they weren't like mean or anything.
Yeah.
But I was with my old roommate at the time and they like were like also drunk. So they were like being like very friendly and they like went in for a group hug. And obviously I don't want to be touched by a stranger. So when they went in for the group hug and they like brought me in for a hug and like I was squished, I screeched so loud that I scared them. Like, at such a decibel that I terrified them. They got scared and they let go. And they were like, apologize. And I was like, don't ever touch me again. And then me and Brianna, who was my old roommate, something else happened. And we were, like, threatening to fight them. But they weren't even, like, being...
They were just standing, they like, were just like, facing the opposite direction.
We were, like, when I have too much to drink, I'm, like, a tiny white dog with the eye crusties. I'm like so aggressive and like loud and unreasonable.
I've been wanting to drink with you for a while and you always have to drive home and it makes me sad. Yeah,
I always have to drive. But like that's the, and this is when I drink like, not, I'm not excessive, but when I'm like drunk.
Yes.
Not like, oh, I've had a couple glasses of wine with dinner. No, like when I'm drunk,
mm-hmm.
I'm a tiny white dog with the eye crusties. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking loud and I'm aggressive. And I will gnaw your leg off for simply just standing there. For doing nothing. Completely unprovoked.
Yeah. Didn't provoke them.
No. Completely unprovoked. I'll attack. So that's what it's like to go with me to the bar.
That makes me so happy.
But yes. That's why I didn't get fucked with at the bar. Because I was unhinged all the time.
That's good. That's how you stayed safe.
That's how I stayed safe.
Also, yeah, for anybody going out, make sure you have a ride back home.
Oh, yeah.
If you are needing a vehicle, there's definitely numbers that you can for sure call there, RideSafe.
I know that there's a lot of RideSafe stuff in our city, at least, especially on like big events like New Year's Eve and stuff like that.
I also feel like Ubers have become safer than taxis.
Totally. And like, you know what? I know it sounds annoying, but like if you're really in a pinch, call your most trusted person, whether it be a friend, whether it be your parent, because I know that's not the dynamic with everyone's parents that they can just call them, but like call your most trusted person, because I guarantee they might sound annoyed if you call them at 2 a.m. for a ride, but the next day they won't be upset because they'd rather you be alive and home and them having to get up early than... Exactly. Ignoring you and then you being unsafe.
Yes.
And I'm glad, like, at least in my case, that's what my parents always said. They're like, we don't want to get up at 3 a.m. to come pick you up. But if you're in a pinch or if you ever feel unsafe, you have to call us. We won't be mad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your safety is always put first.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, call your trusted person, whoever it may be. A friend, a cousin, a rat. with a little rat clown car. Who knows? A robot car.
Robot's always good.
Self-driving car.
A rat in a robot car.
Get them to drive you home from the club.
Should we wrap up and then share our stories that we found with each other?
Oh, yeah, we found stories. I almost totally forgot.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, mine's a little on the long side. This is a story from someone who was DJing an event, and it was a little unexpected. So it's a little longer, so I'm going to paraphrase some of it because I just don't feel like reading that much.
Okay.
Okay. Got to get my story voice on. So, about 2 years ago, I was asked by a fellow DJ if I would be interested in playing at a swingers party. He wasn't able to DJ for it because he had to go out of town. He started providing me the information on what kind of people would be there and asking me some basic questions, you know, like what kind of music I like to play.
Yeah.
Even after that whole thing, I went kind of blindly into the party. After all, he said that every party was different. You're just going to have to see what it's like. When I arrived at the party, I found myself at this door at a secret warehouse near the, and he lists where it is, in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was a 4,000 square feet warehouse that was completely cleaned out and just dark with sexy club lighting.
Oh my god.
It was like you were at a rave. Next thing I knew, I was getting brought up to a DJ booth. The screen behind me had porn playing on a projector.
What the fuck?
It also projected over my face. So I couldn't really see and make out everything clearly of what was going on. The man let me in. The man who let me in just said, "Hey man, just do your thing." But I also had been told to play the top 40 remixes. I started playing and remembered I had made a folder of the sexiest songs I could think of based on what I would want to hear if I was at this party. So I decided to use that. 20 or 30 minutes went by and I had been told no one really dances at these parties. It was just too cool for school kind of thing.
Okay.
People were just lining each other up, like seeing who they wanted to fuck. Not like, let's have a dance party and go from there.
Yeah.
Then I started to see shit happening. I thought, what in the fuck is going on? I mean, you hear about swingers parties, but you have no idea that these are young, good-looking people. It's not like your stereotypical idea of what you think of swingers, like old gross men acting all slimy.
Yeah.
This wasn't like that at all. There are those out there, but this wasn't it. It was mostly 25 to 45 year old range of good looking people, mostly fit, well off, just consenting adults wanting to have a good time. On the left and the right of this warehouse, it was really dark, and there were beds on the left and right hand sides, with maybe six on each. These are big ass beds, like king size at least. And they had these things where, you know, you're at a hospital and you've got those little curtains so you can close for privacy. They had those to go around the bed so you don't see, but you could keep them open if you want. There are a lot of, I don't know how to pronounce that word, but it's like when you like to watch people have sex. You can look, but you can't make noises or be gross to anyone about it. I saw guys getting blowjobs. I saw some girls fingering other girls. I had never seen anything like this before as a DJ. But I think, all right, okay, this is pretty cool. I started to focus more and get a little more comfortable DJing. I noticed slowly that I was the reason why these people were fucking. You know what I mean? I started to get confident. It was happening really quickly, too. When I started, just everyone was standing around like, this is bullshit. But within an hour, there was straight up fucking going on. And there were still 3 more hours to go. I started to check out these beds as I was DJing because I was elevated from everyone. And I started noticing on this bed to the left of me, there was this woman trying to make eye contact with me. I couldn't make out exactly what was going on, but all of a sudden I saw this woman. Oh my god, this is very graphic. Okay, basically she was having sex and she was purposely trying to make eye contact with him because she was into it. she wanted him to watch. Anyways.
What? This is an insane
Isn't
bar.
Isn't this so insane?
This poor DJ.
I wasn't sure. Do I look? Am I not supposed to look? Is it disrespectful? Is it weird? I wanted to make these people feel comfortable with me being there. I didn't want to be some creep. I didn't want them to think the DJ is creeping them out. That's the last thing they want. I had to make them feel like I was in the background. I was figuring all of this out as I DJed. There's nothing that really prepares you for this kind of thing. For the 4 hours I was there, this woman kept getting fucked by a handful of dudes and kept purposely trying to make eye contact with me.
Oh my god.
It's hard to explain. And it's not my lifestyle, but it's really cool to make this connection while DJing the whole night. Oh my god, this story is so long. It was a different feeling than what a DJ gets when you see people dancing and having a good time. Oh, I mean, sure, that's awesome. Or when you see people hook up and go home with each other, that's cool. But when you actually witness from the top to the bottom, fully clothed or completely naked people do shit you would normally do with the lights off when you're at home, you have to respect it. I've been doing it for 2 years now and well over 60 hours of DJing for them. I'm their only DJ now. It's hard to be comfortable in your own skin, let alone be in your own skin and have the whole place watching you as you decide to do that. I'm just amazed by it. And they seem good with me, too.
Wow.
So now he's just, now he's their exclusive sex party DJ.
Good for them.
Oh my god. Could you imagine?
Making that money, though.
Could you imagine going to work in a job and it's just like, hey, it's a sex party. Oh my god, let's find stories about the club, and I'm like, I got a story for you.
I'm just gonna keep all my clothes on though.
I don't want to go to a sex party. I'm uncomfortable around other people.
Be like a sex party, but we actually keep our clothes on, sit around, and then just watch movies together and don't touch.
Then what's the point of going to the sex party?
That's my version.
Our version of a sex party includes no sex and only snacks.
Yeah.
I know you only have one story, but can we take a break? Because I'm literally about to pith my pants.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, we're back.
Hi, I peed and now I'm ready to hear a story.
All right, so this one's called What's the Craziest Shit You've Seen Go Down in a Nightclub? This one says, I worked at a hotel bar that was really popular with the locals. The second floor rooms looked down onto the lobby. One night, we saw a woman blowing some dude outside the room on the balcony area that looked down onto the lobby.
Why is everyone who goes to the nightclub so horny? Everyone needs to be put in horny jail immediately.
The couple didn't care and let about 30 people watch for 5 minutes until our security guard went up and put an end to it. Okay, so the people watching are also horny.
Immediately horny jail, all of you.
The conversation went like this. Security guard, please stop doing that and leave the hotel.
hey, can we, please?
Woman, you look familiar. Where do I know you from? Security guard, don't worry about it. Just leave. Woman, no, I know you. How? Security guard, I'm your fucking uncle. Now fucking leave. And that was it. That's the end of the story.
I'm in shock.
That's hilarious. Oh my god, that poor uncle.
I can't even process. I'm going to edit out all these silences of me just like in shock.
Oh, that poor security uncle. That's insane.
Dude, I wonder if she calls him Uncle Security.
Uncle Security. Uncle Buzzkill.
No. Oh, no.
I have one more little short one for you. Okay.
I'm still can't even process the first one. I can't. Imagine the fucking humiliation.
It's rough.
That's rough.
I hope she felt humiliated.
I hope so, because if she doesn't, that's terrifying.
She wasn't humiliated by the 30 people she saw watching her.
I don't know if she's into it, but like also that's weird, because like maybe the people that were watching didn't want to watch. Like they saw it, and then they were like, oh, wow, that's too much for me. Goodbye.
Yeah.
They didn't consent to that.
They didn't consent to that. Next story. Not a nightclub, but a bar. I'm the bartender at a small English pub in the middle of nowhere. Not a likely place for a good story, but oh boy, have I seen some shit. I was working late one Friday night a couple of months ago. There was a guy who was a regular guy at the bar. Needless to say, he was fairly drunk. He had been due to pick up his wife up from the airport an hour ago, but was too drunk, so had just gone fuck it and didn't go pick her up. His wife then turned up at the pub after getting a taxi and was obviously furious. Public argument of magnificent proportions follows, accumulating, and then the guy taking off all of his clothes and flapping around on the floor like some kind of tuna at the bottom of a fish boat.
This has to be fake.
The wife simply left after that. He then put his clothes back on and went back to his pint like nothing ever happened. And that's the end.
What?
And someone was like, new trick to try when I get in a fight with somebody at the bar. That's insane.
He stripped?
He stripped, started like flailing around on the floor. And then his wife was like, this is fucking weird. Left. And then he put his clothes back on, sat at the bar like nothing ever happened.
What a monster. I hope she filed for a divorce immediately.
I hope so too. That would be just a nightmare of a person to be stuck with.
Also, how do you have no shame whatsoever?
I don't know.
Was it worth it?
Was it worth it? I don't think so. So those are my two
stories. Those stories are, I'm having a hard time with them. Between Uncle Security and Tuna Man,
It's rough.
I'm overwhelmed. Oh my God.
Well, that was fun. That was a fun episode. I had a great time.
Enjoy that, everyone. I very much enjoyed that.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, you could email us at bitching.and.whining@gmail.com. No I in bitching. If you'd like to send us a DM on Instagram, our Instagram handle is bitching.and.whining. Send us your terrible bar stories, your club stories. We definitely love to hear it. Because these are insane, and I feel like so many people out there...
I feel like everyone has a weird story. Has a
horror story, a weird story, mm-hmm. Something we would love to hear from you.
We want it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.